Prostate cancer experts have urged more men to take Viagra, after research found its health benefits extend well beyond sex. Research published in the World Journal of Men's Health found evidence that drugs such as Viagra and Cialis may also help with heart disease, stroke risk, and diabetes, as well as enlarged prostate and urinary problems. More than 80% of men affected by prostate cancer experience problems getting erections, yet treatments remain widely underused and underprescribed. New research, led by Prostate Cancer UK, suggests erection pills could help with far more than sexual function. Researchers say the findings strengthen the case for prescribing erection medication earlier. To men undergoing prostate cancer treatment, erection pills are medically known as phosphodiesterase type 5 inhibitors, or PDE5 inhibitors. They work by blocking the PDE5 enzyme, which normally restricts blood flow, by tightening muscles and narrowing blood vessels. When PDE5 is inhibited, blood vessels relax, increasing blood flow to tissues throughout the body. This effect often occurs in the penis, where improved blood flow supports erections. But researchers found evidence that the same mechanism may benefit other organs, including the heart, brain, lungs, and urinary system. The paper reviewed a wide range of published studies examining men taking PDE5 inhibitors for erectile dysfunction. Across those studies, researchers identified links between PDE5 inhibitor use and improvements in cardiovascular health. Heart conditions were repeatedly cited as an area where improved blood flow and muscle relaxation may offer benefits. Evidence also linked PDE5 inhibitors with reduced stroke risk, likely related to improved circulation and vascular function. Diabetes was another condition where associations with improvement were identified. Researchers highlighted that diabetes and erectile dysfunction often coexist, particularly in older men and in those with prostate cancer. More than 500,000 men in the UK are currently living with, or are beyond, prostate cancer. Despite this, erection medication remains underused, even among men who report significant sexual difficulties. The review also found evidence of benefit for men with an enlarged prostate, a condition that commonly causes urinary symptoms. Also known as benign prostatic hyperplasia, the ailment affects urinary flow and bladder emptying. PDE5 inhibitors were linked with improvements in urinary symptoms, including problems urinating. These urological benefits are thought to result from muscle relaxation in the bladder and the prostate. Historically, access to drugs for erectile dysfunction on the NHS was restricted because of cost. Over the past decade, drug patents expired, making these treatments cheap and widely available. Prostate Cancer UK is calling for GPs to be more proactive in offering men drugs like Viagra. Sophie Smith, a senior specialist nurse within the organization, said, "Treatments for prostate cancer can negatively impact a man's sexual well-being. So every man should be routinely offered medication to help with erection problems at the start of his prostate cancer journey. Sadly, too many men are missing out on simple treatments that could set them on the right track to getting their sex life back. And the evidence shows these treatments could improve many other serious life-limiting conditions they may face. Lots of men tell us they find it difficult to bring up the subject of sex at their appointments, often because they are embarrassed, or they don't want to waste the doctor's time. I encourage healthcare professionals to talk proactively and regularly with patients about their sexual well-being and treatments that can help. I'd also like to reassure every man living with, or after, prostate cancer, that your sex life is important, and that you can talk to your GP about erection problems. Finally, erection pills don't work for all men, but there are other treatment options. Steve Allen, 77, was treated for prostate cancer in 2008, when he underwent a radical prostatectomy. He experienced problems with his sexual well-being as a side effect of his curative treatment and found the early use of PDE5 inhibitor medication beneficial. He said, "I was fortunate to find my prostate cancer early enough to have surgery that cured me, but the same treatment that saved my life also damaged the key part of it. Surgery left me with significant problems in getting an erection, something which takes a huge toll on your relationship, your identity, and your mental health. Not what you want when you are only 60 years old. I now take a regular dose of a PDE5, a drug prescribed by my GP, which enables me to enjoy a fulfilling sexual relationship. Life isn't perfect, but so much better than I thought it would ever be."